Food Today, science-based information on food, nutrition and safety. From UFIC, the European Food Information Council.
Low-calorie sweeteners are many times sweeter than sugar and deliver very few calories because they're used in tiny amounts. They're used to replace sugar in a wide range of sugar-free and low-calorie foods and drinks, and most are also available as tabletop sweeteners. Low-calorie foods and drinks contribute to people's weight management efforts, but it's important that they form part of a balanced diet and healthy lifestyle, which includes regular physical activity. In this podcast, Dr. Mary Friel, Food Safety and Risk Communication Manager in UFIC, interviewed Dr. Mauro Fiesberg, Associate Professor of Nutrition in the Federal University of São Paulo, Brazil, about the low-calorie sweetener, stevia.
My name is Mauro Fiesberg. I have been working with children and adolescents in the prevention and treatment of obesity for almost 30 years, and any other kinds of treatments related to weight management, and especially how to prevent and to treat this kind of problem that is epidemic around the world.
Can you describe stevia and its benefits?
Stevia is a sweetener without any calories that come from natural origin. It comes from a plant that is cultivated all over the world, but was discovered in South America, especially in Paraguay, many, many years ago. And the Indians of the region has been using stevia as a sweetener and many other uses for medicine purposes for many, many, many years. In the last 40 years, it has been used in Japan as a natural source origin sweetener, and in the last few years, it has been spread all over the world.
Who can consume stevia?
Usually, stevia and other sweeteners are used for people who cannot take any kind of sugar, especially when you have to take out sugar from the diet, like diabetes. And we know that being from natural sources, it can be used by children, by pregnant women, it could be used by normal people, and especially with people with weight control management.
Maybe you can discuss a little bit more about stevia aiding weight management.
When you take the calories from your diet, you know that you reduce your weight, especially when associated to physical activity. If you replace some of the sugars of your diet by a natural source sweetener, you can reduce your weight. We know that this depends very much on your total diet. It's very important that you have a balanced diet, and depends on your physical activity, depends on your metabolic balance, and depends on your genetic, but is a natural tool that we have to reduce the sources of energy that come from sugar itself or from saccharose.
Do you think sweeteners like stevia could help in addressing obesity?
Obesity is an epidemic around the world, and it has many causes. Probably we have many, many diseases that end up with obesity or excess weight. In many of them, the reducing of calories, if we replace sugar with sweeteners, we can help to balance the diet, so it will be a useful tool for that. In some people, we know that's not enough. But I think sweeteners are useful for knowing exactly the amount of calories that you are having, especially in drinks, especially in your usual coffee that you have during the day, in your tea.
How can stevia be incorporated into the diet?
Stevia could be incorporated in the diet in many ways. There are the natural ways of using at your table when you use the sweeteners to sweeten your drinks. You can use it in products like soft drinks, like sweets, like some desserts, yogurts, and very many other products that we have around the world. And some of these sweeteners, they have to be very characteristics. One of them, that they can stand temperature. And many of the sweeteners that we have in the market, they are thermolabile. If we have instability on them, we can use it for cooking. Sweeteners like stevia can be put in the oven, could be used for hot plates, so it will be easier for you to use in the kitchen as part of any kind of preparations. And nowadays we are trying to use sweeteners also as a preparation of sauces and many other preparations that could be added to your diet to reduce calories.
Food Today, science-based information on food, nutrition and safety. From UFIC, the European Food Information Council.